food security concerns around the world. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned of mounting economic troubles from Russia's war in Ukraine and resulting supply chain disruptions. Yellen cited soaring global food and energy prices and slowing economic growth. She spoke yesterday in Germany ahead of the G7 meeting this weekend. The Treasury Department, meanwhile, has announced new initiatives and billions of dollars in aid in coordination with other governments and international development banks. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that the hope is that this global effort might help prevent food shortages, food insecurity, and hunger from spreading in low-income nations.
Global food prices are up 30% in the last year, according to the UN. That's a disaster for poor countries. They depend on food purchased on the global market to feed their people. And Cornell University trade expert Ishwar Prasad says with interest rates rising, poor countries' currencies are depreciating.
Many of these countries are facing a double whammy because food prices are rising, and in terms of their own currencies, they're rising even more.
So they can't afford to buy as much food as they used to. Meanwhile, says Columbia Business School economist Gernot Wagner, many developing countries were
already experiencing droughts because of climate change and were relying more on grain imports. Now suddenly global grain prices are going through the roof.
Wagner sees one sign of hope in the small decline in global food prices in April, and Ishwar Prasad says the international community's focus on the problem might not help right away, but it can't hurt. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Over the past few weeks, we've seen a tremendous amount of volatility in the markets. You have the Fed trying to slow down the economy, but do so without bringing on a recession. The big question is how to get that formula just right. I put that question to Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial.
I think that the two most important things we learned this week are, one, that retailers are starting to struggle with inflation. And that was really manifested in Walmart and Target and other big retailer earnings. They're starting to have a hard time passing on cost increases. The other big piece of news was the Fed chair, who gave another interview this week. And in it, he was asked, what happens if we get to the end of the year and unemployment starts rising? In other words, it looks like we're in a mild recession, but inflation is still really high. And he said, well, in that case, we'd have to keep tightening. High inflation doesn't help anyone. And I think that combination, you know, an indication that the economy is starting to buckle and a Fed chair saying we haven't even begun to fight, it suggests we could see quite a bit more carnage to come.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Always a pleasure, Chris. Thanks again.
Thank you, Andy.
Now we turn back to our series, Quitting Time, about people leaving their jobs for greener pastures, healthier work environments, or better pay. Today, it's teachers. More than half of those recently surveyed by the National Educators Association said they're more likely to leave their jobs earlier than they had planned. Marketplace's Jared Dang explains why.
A recent study by Education Week found that job satisfaction among teachers is at its lowest level ever. Teachers and other education workers are up against pandemic burnout, understaffed schools, and wages that aren't keeping up with inflation. And that's on top of the fact that teacher pay was already relatively low. Emma Garcia is a senior researcher with the Learning Policy Institute.
We have a lot of data that show that teachers are underpaid relative to peers with comparable educational attainment, and that their salaries have not grown over time.
It's a pattern that Lakeisha Patterson recognizes. She's a third grade language arts teacher at a school outside of Houston.
With rising cost of living, and we're not seeing increases or significant increases in salaries, that is part of what's leading to a teacher shortage or a teacher exodus.
But choosing to leave the classroom behind isn't easy.
When you're forced to make decisions between, do I stay in the profession that I love, or do I, for my own physical or mental health, leave because I can no longer sustain this.
Patterson says that some districts have boosted starting salaries for new teachers, but she says that veteran teachers are missing out on those higher wages.
We should also look at how are we compensating our teachers who have put the most time and put the most effort into our students, who have been loyal to the communities that they serve 10, 15, 20 years.
Patterson says that part of the solution is how much teachers are paid, but also
a part of that is just gratitude for the work that we do. A part of that is respect that we're doing the very best for our kiddos.
Otherwise, she fears that experienced educators will continue leaving the field. I'm Jarrett Dang for Marketplace.
I got to tell you, my brother, a high school English teacher and debate coach in Central Texas, relayed the message that you just heard to me over and over. Teachers are underpaid, underappreciated, just burned out. He decided to quit teaching last year after 20 years to start his own business. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.